Hi, I'm Jiyoung Shin from Cornell University, and I'm going to talk about I/O contention inside a cloud and a storage system that can address some of the problems in this space. This work is done in collaboration with Mahesh Balakrishnan from MSR, Tudor Marion from Google, Lakshmi Ganesh from UT Austin, and my advisor, Hakeem Weatherspoon. So these days, more and more services are being migrated into cloud storage, cloud environment. And the advancement of hardware technology increases the number of cores inside a server. And this, again, increases the number of virtual machines inside a single server. Unlike CPU and memory, however, the storage system is usually poorly virtualized, and it doesn't usually maintain the same characteristic as it used to be. So if you look inside a server, there can be multiple guest VMs, and each guest VM might think as if it owns, for example, a single virtual disk by itself. So all the guest VM can think it like this, and then all the guest VM can, of course, launch sequential IOs to the storage system. However, what really happens is all these sequential requests will be mixed inside the virtualization layer, and what the disk actually sees are a mix of random IOs. So to quantify how serious this problem is, we actually ran a simple experiment on top of a four-disk RAID 0 configuration. We increased the number of concurrent VMs from 1 to 8, and each VM runs sequential write-only workloads. The x-axis that you see in the graph shows the number of VMs, and the y-axis shows the aggregate throughput from these four disks. As you can see, as the number of VM increases, the throughput falls below half. A more dramatic situation comes up when there is a single misbehaving, or a VM that has a random I/O pattern. So the graph on the right shows the similar situation where multiple concurrent sequentially writing VMs are running, and at the same time, there is a one single VM that is writing in random manner. And as you can see, the performance is completely destroyed. So then, was there any other method to kind of minimize or solve these problems? Of course, there is I/O scheduling. I/O scheduling kind of delays some of the random IOs and prefers sequential IOs to secure some of the sequentiality of the disk. However, this kind of increases the latency of the random workloads, and this cannot eventually provide the main solution to this problem. The problem is solved by the movement of the disk head, but scheduling doesn't actually solve this. Another solution is doing workload placement, such as migrating the VM from one place to another, or separating some of the misbehaving ones from one storage to another. However, to do this, the data center administrator, or at least the virtual machine monitor layer, must know how the virtual machine's I/O pattern will be, or it needs some kind of a prediction scheme to actually predict the I/O patterns. And even if we can predict the I/O patterns of all the virtual machines, this again adds another criteria that can limit the freedom to place VMs freely and you place inside the cloud. So what we really want is a storage system that can actually be oblivious to contention and enable us to place VM any place inside a cloud and let it run without any worries. Then what about log structure file systems? Log structure file systems handle write versus write contention very well. No matter where the write request comes from, log structure file system will aggregate them and write them in sequential order. This provides perfect prediction of writes. And in the log structure file system paper, it assumes that most of the reads can be cached from memory, so we'll for now just forget about the reads. In this case, we can get the maximum throughput out of a single disk all the time. Then why not use RAID of log structure file system to get maximum throughput out of multiple disks? This will be really good. But actually, log structure file system is not widely deployed because there is this Achilles heel of this system, which is the garbage collection. If the disk storage space becomes full, Then log structured file system must perform garbage collection, reading the data from the first part of the log, which we call the head of the log, and then compacting some of the red data to the tail of the log where the application writes. So if this happens, read happens in another place where the write happens, and this makes the disk head to fluctuate back and forth. And this can, again, kill the performance. To quantify whether this is true, we again ran a simple experiment on top of two disk RAID 0 plus log structure file system setting. We ran write-only workloads, and because we are writing to two disks simultaneously, we can achieve maximum throughput over 200 megabytes per second during normal phases. In this graph, when the 30-second mark is reached, we forcibly triggered garbage collection operation to see how log structured file system plus RAID 0 performs. And as you can see again, the performance is completely collapsed to 10 to 20 megabytes per second. So to summarize some of the challenges inside the cloud, I've shown you that these days more and more services are being consolidated into the cloud system and into a single server. But RAID 0 system cannot actually handle I/O contention because it is vulnerable to misbehaving some virtual machines. Also, log structural file system cannot be the ultimate solution, although it can handle write versus write contention. It cannot provide garbage collection versus write contention. And although I didn't mention in details, log structure file system can be also vulnerable to first-class application read versus write contention as well. So throughout the talk, I'm going to present Gecko, which borrows some of the logging idea from log structure file system, but we propose a unique chaining structure and also some of the caching scheme that can also resolve garbage collection versus write and read versus write contention. I'm going to show you some preliminary evaluation of our system and then summarize our talk. So the key idea behind Gecko, our system, is a chain logging design. These days in modern servers, there are multiple disks. So instead of writing to all the disks at the same time, we propose writing to one disk at a time in a logging manner. So if, as you can see in the figure, we have three disks, and we start writing to disk 0 in a logging sequence. Once disk 0 is filled, we move the log tail where the writes are being directed to disk 1, and then continue logging. Once disk 1 is again filled, we move on to disk 2, and then continue on. Now, most of the disk space is filled, and we need to trigger the garbage collection operation to secure some space. Again, we need to read from the head of the log and then compact the data into the tail of the log. But what is different from the original log structure file system approach is that the head of the log is at disk 0 right now, and the tail of the log is at disk 2. So even if the garbage collection read is triggered, the read operation will not hinder the write operations at all. So our claim is that rather than having multiple contended disks, as in log structure file system plus RAID 0 setting, having one uncontended disk can provide better performance. So now let's take a deeper look into our Gecko system. Like I just explained, our logging scheme solves the write versus write contention. And at the same time, our chaining scheme, which separates the head of the log and the tail of the log, solves the garbage collection versus write contention. Considering one of the most commonly used storage system, which is RAID 1.0 in the industry, we can also think of replicating or even striping the disk for higher performance. So let's consider mirroring this chain. If we mirror the Gecko chain, we can achieve higher fault tolerance and at the same time achieve higher read performance. Gecko chain provides another very easy way to save disk power from the system. When there aren't much read requests coming in, we can always safely turn off disk 0 prime and disk 1 prime, which are the mirrors of disk 0 and 1, without worrying about the consistency issue at all, because disk 0 and disk 1 only sees the read all the time. Now, these are some nice features of Gecko, but some people here might wonder, then what about the read versus write contention in the disk that is handling the writes? To handle the read versus write contention, we propose a Gecko chain specific caching scheme, which is just simply aggressively caching the tail disk where it handles the write. So we prepare a tail cache, which is based on cheap MLC flash. Based on our simple analysis, having a less than 10% capacity of a single disk, not the whole chain, we can cache at least 86% of reads in this cache. So at least 86% of the reads will never touch the disk that handles the write. So this somewhat minimizes the read versus write contention in our system. So far I've shown you that using this chain structure, we can solve garbage collection versus write contention, and this caching scheme solves read versus write contention. So we believe that our Gecko design can be one of the potential designs that can practically deploy log structure file system inside the cloud storage to solve I/O contention. Then, can there be any more optimization done to our system? The garbage collection scheme that I have explained so far reads from the head and compacts data into the tail. This is a very simple scheme, but as you can see, the garbage collection writes will share the bandwidth with the application writes, and we can do better than this. Since our chain structure provides disk to operate in an independent manner, we can think of compacting the data read during garbage collection into the same disk where it was originally read. So we call this garbage collection scheme the compact in Gaudi garbage collection. If we do this, the garbage collection operation becomes completely independent of the application writes. Although I won't go into the details, but there is a trade-off which makes the metadata structure of our system to be more complicated when using compact in body GC compared to move to tail GC. Then what does the metadata structure, how does it look like in the Gecko system when we're using move to tail GC? This plot shows you how the data is actually stored physically inside the disk. There is the head of the log and the tail of the log, and in between there are data stored. Similar to what happens in a typical log structure file system, there can be some invalid data that has already been overwritten. To actually find where the valid data are, we need to maintain a logical to physical mapping. We maintain this logical to physical map in memory. And each entry of this map consists of 4 bytes, and assuming that a disk uses 4 kilobyte pages, we need 0.1% of the disk storage to be within the memory. So for example, if we want to maintain 8 terabytes of storage, then we need 8 gigabytes of RAM to support this metadata structure. However, there is a problem. If the power goes out, then we'll lose all the metadata and we won't be able to reconstruct the data inside the disk. So for persistence, we maintain additional metadata structure, which is the physical to logical mapping, the inverse map of logical to physical map, inside the flash. The reason why we maintain physical to logical mapping instead of logical to physical mapping is that physical to logical mapping is updated in a strictly known order. Physical to logical mapping is updated in the same order as the data is written, so it is updated sequentially. If we know the update order, it can be very helpful to actually extend the lifetime of flash by flushing the data in a sequential order instead of random order, which would have been the case if we used the logical to physical mapping inside the flash. The amount of flash memory that we need is equivalent to or slightly larger than maintaining logical to physical mapping. So for example, to maintain 8 terabytes of storage, we need about 8 gigabytes of flash, which isn't that expensive and that large. So far, we have two versions of Gecko implemented. First version is the in-kernel version, which is implemented as a block device, and it works similar to a software RAID. This implements the very basic and simple functionality of Gecko, and it does chain logging, and it performs move-to-tail garbage collection. Another version is a user-level emulator, which is used for fast prototyping. This version implements some of the more complicated features, such as compact in-body garbage collections. Now I'm going to show you some of the preliminary results that we have. So we configured the Gecko chain with two disks, and we ran write-only workloads on top of it. The plot that you see on the left is the same plot that I already showed you during the motivation part. Since log structure file system plus RAID 0 setting writes to two disks, again, it achieves over 200 megabytes per second bandwidth maximum. Whereas Gecko writes to one disk at a time, we achieve over 100 megabytes per second at maximum. But again, when garbage collection is triggered around 30-second mark, the RAID 0 plus log structure file system's performance collapses, whereas Gecko can always maintain the maximum aggregate throughput. The application throughput, which is the red line in the middle, is lowered a little bit during garbage collection, but that is as much as the garbage collection write occupies or shares the bandwidth. If we use a compact in-body garbage collection, this problem can be moved away. So this bar shows the average application throughput, not the aggregate throughput, of the system while using a compact in-body GC during in Gecko system. The left bar shows the performance during normal operation without garbage collection, and the right bar shows the performance while application is running and performing the compact in-body garbage collection. As I've shown in the figure, the garbage collection performed in the body is completely independent from application writes. So as you can see, the height of the bar is almost the same, and we can see that garbage collection does not actually affect the throughput of application. So to summarize my talk, we have shown that log structure file system design actually is very efficient to solve write versus write contention. However, I've shown you that garbage collection versus write contention can actually hinder the log structure file system being practical inside the cloud. Our Gecko design fixes garbage collection versus write contention by using this chain structure and separating the head of the log and the tail of the log. Also, our caching scheme specific to our tail drive can solve read versus write contention, and we believe that our Gecko system, again, can be a potentially practical design to solve some of the I/O contention issues inside the cloud using log structure file system approach. Some of the future works we're working on is some of the involving experiments with real workloads. And also, I didn't explain in detail how we're handling read versus read contention, so we're also working on that part. We're also working on some of the policy issues, how we're going to prioritize some of the VMs or so forth using some of the policy issues. So this is all I have, and I'll take questions. Thank you.
Umesh Maheshwari from Nimble Storage. So I can see that Gecko would work well with RAID 1 mirroring because you could be writing the log tail to two drives at a time. But how would you make it work with parity-based RAID?
I think we can. So if we form a multiple chain, I think the parity-based RAID will naturally come. But in terms of power saving, it can be a little bit more complicated. That's what I think. So if we have multiple chains, for example, if we form a four chain with eight disks, then we'll stripe to one chain at a time.
Right. And that you could have smaller stripes, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, but that will increase the parity overhead. So, but it can be done by treating each parity stripe as a disk.
Yes.
In your model. Okay, thank you.
Kim Yizu from CMU. So I was wondering, you had three disks and you had the log tail was on one of them, and so it was kind of isolated from the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So does that kind of seem like you only get one third of your, possibly your maximum throughput that you could have got if you use all disks?
Yes, that is true. So one of our claims that I explained was that rather than having multiple contended disks, having at least like one disk without contention can actually achieve higher performance. So we do know that like if we have an extremely long chain, then we'll of course lose performance. So the length of the chain can be an important parameter to kind of tune the overall performance of the systems. Yeah.
And so do you have any idea about like the number of disks that might make sense? This kind of sounds like a triple buffering or double buffering type of idea from graphics, and double buffering kind of solves most of the issues. Is there any reason why you do three or two or four?
So so I don't have the exact number in mind, but one of the reasons that we might want a longer chain instead of a shorter chain is for the read performance. So I didn't explicitly address the issues surrounding reads. So if we have a longer chain, we might have a better read performance. So that, I think there is some trade-off that are lying in that I need to explore.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
Hi, Yun Mao from AT&T. I'm not convinced about the bad performance during the garbage collection phase. Because I mean I can understand that it will suffer, but the drop is really dramatic. So I'm wondering, is there a specific log structured file system you're benchmarking against, or how did you do this test?
So actually, the implementation of log structured file system that we use is identical to our Gecko system. So that system that you see is the Gecko system with chain size 1, which means head and tail is not separated. So okay. I believe that we're kind of comparing under the same log structured design in that case.
Right. So if I have a large memory buffer and then somehow I'm still compacting on the same disk, can I, you know, separate the read and write, you know, by utilizing the buffer large enough to reduce this impact?
So I think if you spend more hardware, I think there are some space where it can be optimized. Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Paul von Samlitz from Fujitsu. And the log, was you doing a file system, or was it block-based?
So I believe that our idea can be applied in like maybe file system or block device layer, but our current implementation in the block device layer, yeah.
Block device. And did you take, with the log structure, you can utilize compression much more efficiently than other block-based devices. Have you looked into that?
No, but I think that's a good extension to our system.
All right, let's thank the speaker once more.